We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Recently, in London's West End, filmgoers were privileged to see the premiere of one of the finest musicals of this century, the fabulous King and I, starring Yul Brynner and Deborah Kerr. It so happens that Mr. Anthony Hancock has also read the book, Anna and the King of Siam, and it's because he has always fancied his chances as a great romantic lead that we now proudly present, at great expense with an international cast gathered from the four corners of Leicester Square, Mr. Anthony Hancock in Anna and the King of Siam.
Royal Court of Siam, the year 1854. In the Great Palace at Bangkok, the court are assembled to hear a decree from the great king himself. The last to take their places are the king's wives and children as they march into the great hall.
He's not here.
But, Mr. Prime Minister, he summoned us. Where is he?
He's in the bathroom having a shave. I'll go over and gee him up. Hang on a minute. Play a round of mahjong or something. Your Majesty?
I know.
The court is assembled.
Let them wait. Do their knees good. Come in and give us a hand.
Strop this razor, will you? It's gone blunt.
Your Majesty, what have you done to your head? You're bald.
I know, I've shaved all my hair off.
What for?
It wasn't my idea. It was one of me wives. She caught a snapshot of this Yul Brynner last week.
Oh, isn't he lovely? Look at his head. Why did you do that?
So that's it. The Barnett's had to come off. It's all right for him. He's got a nice shaped head.
Look at this fiasco of mine.
A big bumps all over it.
Yeah, looks like a floating mine, doesn't it? All right, thank you. We'll have none of that. Any remarks about my nut may very well jeopardize the safety of your own. Was bald head or no bald head, I'm king.
Oh, it's no good, this blooming stuff. I can't get it any closer than this. It's all bristly. I'll have to go over it again. Against the grain. Ah, what do you think?
Marvellous. 5 o'clock shadow all over.
I think I'll put my hat on. Yeah. Then, when they're not expecting it, I'll whip it off and flash it at them.
Right, go on. Lead on.
His Majesty the King!
His Majesty the King!
He's... All right, all right. Don't let's have all that all over again. Right, gentlemen, be seated. Oh. Don't keep it in that thing.
I've got a splitting headache. Yeah. I was on the old sake again last night.
I'm in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood, yes. I think I'll whip somebody. Here, hold me hat.
Stop. Silence! What? I thought so. Laughing at the bumps, eh? Haven't you ever seen a bald head before? How dare you laugh at the king? There's nothing wrong with it. Go on then, go on, what's wrong with it?
I think it's rather racy myself.
I'm proud of it.
Cue for first song.
Oh, air. I've got none on me, Noel. I don't care. As down the street I toddle, all the people say he's a good old pal of bed. I never give a knock. I'm a jolly old cock. I'm proud of me old bald head. Oh,
he's proud, he's proud, he's proud, he's proud, he's proud, he's old bald head. Hey!
I don't know why we bother with words.
You can see what sort of a musical comedy this is going to be.
Right, where's my family? Up on your feet, single file in front of me. Wives on the right, kids on the left. Come on now, come up and pay homage to your old dad. No bringing your friends up, I know how many I've got. That's it. Come on, get your head down. Body touching the floor. Come on, move it along, we haven't gone all day. Prime Minister, tick him off as they go past.
Number two, son.
Morning, Father.
Morning. Head down. Good lad. Next.
Number one, daughter.
Morning, Papa.
Morning. Head down. Good girl.
Tell your mum I might see her tonight.
Next. Number three, son.
Morning, Chuck.
Morning. Not so much old lip dad to you.
Head down, Nick. Number four, son.
Morning, Father.
Head down.
Not on me foot.
Next. Head down. Well down. Next.
Sons number 43 and 44.
Oh, the twins. Morning, boys. Heads down for a full house. How many is that altogether?
94.
That's enough. I'll see the next battalion tomorrow.
Well, now, the proclamation. Everybody here?
All except number one, son, your majesty.
Oh, him, Prince Leobard. Something's got to be done about him. A right tearaway, that boy. He's the future king. He'll be following me when I depart. As depart I must. I want to know that Siam is in good hands. And apart from playing strip mahjong with the market girls, he hasn't got a clue. No sense of responsibility. He's a playboy. I've seen him tearing down Bangkok High Street on his white sports elephant. Taking the corners on two legs, sometimes he was. It's not good enough. Where is he? Go and find him.
I don't have to, Your Majesty. He's just arrived. I can see his elephant parked outside. I think it's his. It's covered in dents.
His Royal Highness, Prince Chang.
Don't do that! Oh, nearly shakes me head off my shoulders.
Our greetings, Honorable Pop. I'm so sorry, unworthy son, miss homage paying to Honorable Father. Hope that
all
Father...
All right, Kerr, thank you. That's enough. Come over here. Now, what sort of an accent is that supposed to be?
Oh, what's wrong with it? I thought it was pretty good.
Just because you've been touring in Tea House of the August Moon, there's no need to show off. Me and Sid haven't got accents.
Only because you can't do them.
That's neither here nor there. You're not going to show us up, so turn it in.
But it adds authenticity.
I'm king! And when you're king, you're king!
So less of the fancy stuff. We'll have your natural Aboriginal mumble, if you don't mind. Now, the homage... The homage. Head down, kiss the plates. All right. Now, number one, son, as you know, one day you will be king of Siam. And I don't mind telling you, I am dead perturbed. You're ignorant, ill-mannered, and a dead loss. And none of the others are much better. A right shower of idiots I've begot. That's why I've summoned you all here today for the proclamation. You're all going to be educated. We're going to get civilized. I'm starting compulsory education.
Oh, but, Dad, I got things to do.
It's only half an hour a week. Everybody in Bangkok will attend. From henceforth, it will be known as Bangkok's half hour.
Do you mean we royal children have got to attend school with all the other children?
Certainly not. I'm having a governess sent over from England.
Not Crawfee?
No, not Crawfee. Mrs. Leon Owens, Anna Leon Owens. She's arriving in Bangkok next week to take up her duties.
Hey, Pop, let's toss for her. Heads you take her and tails I take her.
She's not coming to join the harem. She's coming here to teach you.
Well, that's what you said about the last six till you saw them and rode in.
Shut up. This one's different. She's a widow with a little boy. A respectable Englishwoman, so treat her as you would your own mother. Whichever one she may be.
So there it is. I want all the royal children lined up in here at 0900 hours Monday morning to meet the governess.
The King of Siam has spoken.
Give us that gong. There now, get your head out of that.
The Royal Court of Siam, Monday morning, 0900 hours.
Right, children, line up. Little ones at the front, big ones at the back. No talking in the ranks.
Miss Anna Leonowens, governess to the Royal Court of Siam.
That's more like it.
Enter, Mrs. Leonowens.
So when I'm calling you, I will answer too.
Not yet, dear. Yes, very nice. Thank you. Not yet. Shut up. Have you gone raving mad?
Well, you said I could sing in it.
Yes, but let's get into the plot a bit. Not even the right song.
It's the only one I know.
We're not doing Guys and Dolls. For the last time, you are not singing.
What do I do then?
You meet my family and see if they approve of you.
Oh, this is so sudden. You hardly know me. You are my heart's delight, and where you are, I long to be.
You make my heart's delight, when like a star, you find a
ring. Oh, no! What are you doing? Put me down! You don't marry me! Oh, what's the matter with you? I wish we'd done a view from the bridge now. You don't sing that number. Now, come on, meet the kids.
I've just met them.
That's just a reconnaissance patrol. There's the whole regiment outside.
How many children have you got?
Well, let's see. At the last census, there were, about 100 odd. I lost count after the first 20.
Didn't lose interest, though, did you? I think you'd better meet my family now.
Oh? How many have you got?
One.
Lerner. Where is it?
Thomas, come and meet the king.
Certainly, mother. Hello, Baldy.
Oh, yes. We're going to get on a treat, we are, aren't we? Come here, little boy.
What do you want, you ugly old man?
How would you like to have a nice worm's eye view of the elephant stamping ground?
Yeah. Don't you talk to me like that. I'm British. I said Queen Victoria unto you, old bristly bumps.
I will not have this young scamp insulting the royal nut.
He didn't mean any harm. He's just never seen a bald head like yours before.
My bald head is no different to any other bald head. It's exactly the same. All bone and no fur. Bald heads are back in fashion, so just you get used to it. Go on, dismiss. Back to your quarters. You're in the East Tower, halfway up the onion.
The audience finished?
I should think so. They can't take much more of your singing. Go on, away with you. Report for duty in the classroom first thing in the morning. The king has spoken. Where is he? Where's he hiding? Come out, where are you? I'll have you, I'll have you, I'll have you. Where is he? Search the palace.
And so Anna took up her duties as the royal governess. As the weeks went by, she began to have a great influence on the life of Siam, and some of the things she taught greatly displeased the Prime Minister.
Why, Your Majesty, I told you made a mistake hiring that English piece to educate the natives. She's putting her spoke in right, left and centre.
What meanest thou?
Well, she brought all her fancy Western ideas with her, teaching them to read, write, add up. They're tumbling all the rackets I've been running.
They haven't caught on about the premium bonds yet, have they? I'll go down and have a word with them.
They won't listen to you. She's been telling them that you're not a god. You're the same as them.
You mean they don't believe I can fly, make myself invisible, that I haven't got 10 arms and the strength of a regiment, and that I can turn myself into a crocodile?
Nah, she put the kibosh on that lot.
Oh, that's a bit off, isn't it? My family's been getting away with that for 2,000 years.
Yeah, well, if we don't stop her, we'll be in trouble. She'll have the country completely westernized. Free elections, health stamps, and you'll have a set salary each year.
What, no bunts?
No.
Well, Well, that's no good. Scratch my head. Those bristles are coming through. It's very nasty, that, you know. Scratching all day long, I am. I'll have to stop shaving with my scimitar. It's no good.
What about the governess?
Oh, we'll go and have a word with her. She's in the schoolroom with the kids. Come on. Do you mind?
Now, what's wrong?
Just because your grandmother left you all her old song copies, we don't want them here. Now, watch it.
Now, look, missus, we want a quiet word with you.
You'll have to wait till class is over. Go and sit in the corner, both of you. You might be able to learn something while you're about it.
How dare you talk to me like that? I'm king, and when you're king, you know, and all that.
You may be king, but you're more ignorant than any of them. Now, sit down. Right, children. Let us continue with the geography lesson. Prince Chang?
Yes, ma'am.
If you were in New York, where would you be?
America, ma'am.
Correct. If you were in London, where would you be?
England.
Correct. And if you were in Paris, where would you be?
Are you kidding?
He's a good lad. Just like his dad there. Well done, lad. Good boy.
Be quiet. Come out and get the cane.
I am the king.
Come out and get the cane. Now hold your head out. Oh! Come back. Here's another one.
Oh, not so hard. Look at the top of my head. Like a hot cross bun. I'll get you at playtime, you wait.
Go back and sit down and keep quiet. Now then, name me a state in America beginning with the letter O.
Oklahoma.
Oh, certainly, if you insist. Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down.
No, no, no. Not even the same musical. You've got to admire her, you know.
One beginning with the letter C.
California.
California, here I come. Right back to where I
Shut
started.
Up. She's dead cunning, you know. There's 48 of them.
Well, you did promise me I'd sing, and it's not much of a part without the songs.
For the last time, you are not singing. You ought to be glad you got a part. I had you down as one of the elephants originally. Now, get on with it. Pick another country.
All right, Ireland.
No, thank you. Sing all night about that lot without repeating yourself. Siam. Come on, our own lot.
Very well. Siam is a little country in Asia.
It's not. Siam's the biggest country in the world. Father told us.
Then he's wrong.
But he said it's the biggest and strongest and richest country in the world.
It might have been the richest if he and his prime minister hadn't sucked it dry.
Is it true, Father?
Of course. That was good. I didn't notice that before. I was moved there for a minute. Give me the sal volatile. I'll be with you later. Where are we? Oh, yes. You said, is this true, Father?
Yes.
Of course it's not, my boy. I mean, we're honest. We... How about a nice song from the good lady?
With pleasure. I brought my music.
Yes, I thought you might have.
A fish got a swim, a bird got a fly. What was that?
What's the time?
12 o'clock.
I thought so. It's Noel Card. In Bangkok at 12 o'clock, they fire off the noonday gun.
But the Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Hey!
See, we've got the lot in here. He should have put that in nude with violin. It would have gone much better. Now, Mrs. Governess, me and the PM here, I'd like a quiet word with you.
Well?
We don't want no more of this teaching the ways of the West. We're happy as we are, so if you don't mind, pack your bags and get out of it.
Definitely, otherwise I... No, 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 not me head again! Noughts and crosses, anybody?
Well, what about it? Are you going?
My dear man, I'm only trying to civilize your people for your own benefit.
How dare you tell us... Half a minute, just let me put my crash helmet on. As I was saying, how dare you tell us how to run our own country?
I'm not. But you might be interested to know that the British ambassador is on his way here.
Old poverty wallet? Why?
Well, word has got back to London that you are barbaric. And Queen Victoria has found out what happened to the other six governesses, and she is not amused.
I protest, I am not barbaric. You don't want to take any notice of these tales about whippings in the marketplace. They're just vicious rumors put about by people with dirty great scars on their back.
She says you're a despot. And she sent the ambassador to find out if it's true. If he thinks you are, she's going to stop sending you financial aid.
The old fag money gone? What should we do?
You must convince the ambassador you're a civilized and benevolent king.
Very well, Prime Minister.
Sire?
We will prepare a banquet for the ambassador. Everybody in Western Clubber, English menu and knives and forks.
What are they?
They're metal things for cutting the food up and shoving it in the old cake hole.
Well, tell me, what's wrong with chopsticks?
All right, Smarty, you have chopsticks. Wait till the batter pudding comes round and see what happens.
Summon the royal chefs!
When the ambassador's gone home, I think we'll have braised gong basher.
And so the preparations were completed for the visit of the British ambassador. Knives and forks were borrowed from a British naffy in Rangoon, and the Prime Minister hired Western clothes which were worn by the entire Royal Court of Siam. All was ready for the entrance of the ambassador.
Why, howdy, poor.
Howdy, son. Howdy, Prime Minister.
Howdy, King.
A word in your ear, partner.
Yep.
You dozy idiot.
You've made a right muck-up of the Western clothes, haven't you? I meant silk toppers and striped pants and things. Look at us. We look like the chorus from Annie Get Your Gun.
Oh, don't provocate.
Stop it. That's enough.
Don't leave my phone.
Oh, please, madam.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we
love. All for the price of one. A war and peace of musicals, this.
His Excellency, the British Ambassador.
He's playing his luck, that boy.
Shh, here comes the ambassador.
Good evening.
Oh, I wish he was the gong basher.
Yeah, are you the King of Siam?
I am.
Well, here's me credentials. I'm sorry they're wet, but the boat wasn't stopping here, so they threw me overboard.
Welcome to Siam. Kiss my foot.
No.
Go on.
No, I don't like to.
But it's the custom. Everybody kisses me foot.
No, I'd feel soppy. I know you practical jokers. Your slipper would straighten out and hit me one. Well, now, you know why I've come here? To see if you're civilized and kind and benevolent.
Be there, sir!
What a madly gay sound that is.
Yeah. Oh, I love gongs. Yeah. Let me have a go. Oh, what a giggle. Here, look. Your head's vibrating.
Yes. Yes, it is, isn't it? Pass me your goblet. I think I got some white powder left in me signet ring.
No, stop messing about. Where shall I sit?
On your... Oh! There, yes. On the place of honour. You sit on my right hand, and my son sits on my left hand.
How are you going to eat your dinner?
Oh, His Excellency jests. Oldest gag of the night, and he gets a laugh on it. I'd like you to meet my son, Prince Chang.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, greetings, honorable sir, to most illustrious representative of Great White Queen. We of Siam have much to learn from civilized West, and furthermore, we humbly bow to your wondrous inventions such as stick that go bang and iron fish that swim on water.
Well, thank you, Prince Chang. East is east and west is west.
And the wrong one I have chosen. Let's go where the
belt up.
And an admirably placed rice pudding, I may add. How about some entertainment?
Oh, yes, please.
As you know, we are highly civilized and cultured, us Siamese mob. And so, for your delectation, we will present a non-stop review called We Never Clothed. To show you just how civilized we are.
Oh, no, Pop, let's have the slave girls.
Did you say slave girls? Were you a slave girl?
No, Your Honor, you misunderstood his Siamese accent. He meant Slav girls. We've got the Yugoslav national folk dancers over here. Most enlightening it is. Would you care to smoke?
Yes, please.
Have a drag on the opium pipe. We all do it over here. It really gets you, kid.
He loves jelly, you know. I have to feed him with me hand or he's liable to drop something. Like clangers.
But he said you smoked opium pipes.
No, he's got it wrong again, poor simple lad. He's weak in the head, you know. Ever since he got kicked by the elephant. Tragic it was. What are you looking at?
You got a funny head.
Don't you start.
Here, I haven't met your good lady yet. We of the West are great believers in married life. One man, one woman, till death do us part. Can I meet your wife?
Sure, which one do you want to meet? He's got 39 of them laying around the house.
You got rid of that jelly quick, didn't you?
Here, 39 wives?
No, they're not all mine. I'm looking after them for a friend.
I'm very surprised at all this, such goings on. The Queen won't like this. You don't allow anything like this in England. Slave girls, 39 wives, opium smoking. It's worse than we thought.
You're going back to tell her then?
No, I'm taking out naturalization papers. I'm no mug.
You hear that, everybody? Siam is safe!
Hooray!
Right, center stage, everybody. All down the stairs for the finale.
I've got none on me, novel. I don't care. As down the street I toddle, all the people say he's a good old fun of bed. I never give a knock. I'm a jolly old cock. I'm proud of me old baldy. Oh,
he's proud, he's proud, he's proud, he's proud. He's proud of his old baldy.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams. The Hancock theme composed and conducted by Wally Scott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.